listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Touch the pickle.
Damn right. Dale Jones, Thursday, Friday, and Funny Bone. See Dale this weekend. Comedian Nick Allen joins us tomorrow. Our buddy Nick.
We got a little correspondence. This is from Facebook. Please do not say my name. I got dumped that Monday before Thanksgiving.
Is this a college thing or just a regular thing?
She appears kind of young, so it might be a college thing.
Aww.
Which would have been my one-year anniversary. Well, you can do better than that, guy. Don't say my name.
Well, I was going to say, why that weekend then? He come back from somewhere? The reason it's called the turkey dump is because people are away at college, and they come back. That's the first time they see other people that they've been dating is Thanksgiving.
Right. I'm giving you all the correspondence.
I know.
That don't say my
but
name.
But a random dump.
Has given me.
A random dumping. If they see each other every week, that just happened to be that weekend, you know.
That's on our official Facebook page.
Because most official. People, because then, first of all, the college turkey dump thing is they come back and dump, then they go back to college. So they don't have to deal with the aftermath. They get to leave and go back.
Yeah,
if you're dating somebody and you're not in college at this point, you try to get through the holidays. How many people have done that? You just cruise through and then break up in January.
Well, in the turkey dump situation, are they probably seeing someone? Are they dovetailing at the time?
Well, I think they're interested or dovetailing. I just have moved on from you know, like any country song, pickup truck, field, beer.
Right.
You
or
know,
don't want to have just a weekend relationship,
or just moved on from the trucker, every country song ever written nowadays.
Figured out there's a bigger talent pool in the town of 3,000
right.
Where you come from.
Right.
All right, more email on the airplane stuff.
Yeah.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. You get in trouble because you're security checked all the way to your final destination, and if you don't show up, it becomes a federal security issue.
You're not. No, it's not.
I don't know about that.
You get off the plane. You can get off the plane. They don't come looking for you. They probably cancel your ticket. I get that.
Well, according to this person, you're wrong about that.
Well, people do get
off the plane. They do look for you.
Or do they?
They don't look for you.
Well, that's what that person said.
Yeah.
I know people that go off the plane. I know people that have done that. They've never been looked for.
Would our pilot buddy have a little insight into this?
You know what? What I love about him is he doesn't care.
Yeah, no.
His job is to fly the plane.
But he might have some knowledge.
He might have a little more knowledge. You're right. Yeah.
And then John writes us about a fecal implant.
All right.
Had one 5 years ago. At that time, it was the same as a colonoscopy.
They stuffed the S back in you?
Yeah. I needed someone in my house to be a donor, a relative preferably. I had to make the concoction in a disposable blender and take it to the doctor that morning. I had something called C. diff, which did not respond to antibiotics.
So if your brother matched your S...
Yeah, I don't know how you
I'm a
find
match.
A...
I'm an S match. I wish I could say that, man.
You find a match.
But I've been seeing a lot of these bone marrow matches now, which are pretty cool stories. You could be in a national database.
I think a lot of the they always say like the probiotics and those things, the gut stuff, it's the people that live in your house, like in the immediate.
Yeah.
Oh, that are exposed.
Well, you share the same kind of stuff if you live.
Got it.
The same air.
Yeah. If you live in the same proximity.
If you get the call, I'm on an S list. And they called me. I got to donate to some guy in Michigan.
Well, he had his condition from April to September after the implant. Cured. Never had a problem. If you look up C. diff on Google, you will never take a broad-spectrum antibiotic again.
All right, then.
Well, good, because I'm eating some right now. I can't get rid of the sinus thing.
It lasts forever.
I talked to the nurse the other day. Everybody's sick.
I know. Yeah.
It's rampant.
Yeah.
Spotify's most stream artist of the decade.
I'm guessing it's
the decade.
I'm guessing it's somebody I really like.
Of the decade.
Someone we probably saw and fast-forwarded on Saturday Night Live.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Drake.
Taylor Swift not in the top five.
Really?
Really?
Drake.
Number one.
There you go. Don't know one of his songs. And don't tell me I do, because I don't.
No, I don't know. Nothing.
Ed Sheeran at number two. Then it's Post Malone.
Who's just brutal.
Ariana Grande. And Eminem.
You had a new album out this past year?
Really?
Oh, 10 years.
Ten years.
10 years, okay.
Yeah, Post Malone has a song out with Ozzy now.
I heard.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I saw Eddie Trunk tweeted out, no thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to listen to it?
No, I heard about half of it the other day, and I went, that's enough. Yeah.
That was my Christmas present to my son last year. Post Malone tickets. They were expensive. And he sucks. He's just done one of those auto-tuned rappers.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. I mean,
he will tell you that he is not a rapper.
Okay.
He's a singer.
My kids played that stuff, too, and it was auto-tuned. He does sing. It's bad. It's so, I mean, it's not old man bad. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah, you can be
I like a lot of artists that are younger than me. A lot of them. And this stuff's just bad.
I think you could be young and hate Post Malone, too. Because I asked him, does he bring his auto-tune machine to the concert? And he said, no, he doesn't auto-tune during the concert. And I said, well,
does.
That has to be awful.
Yes, he does.
If he doesn't auto-tune, he's got to be even more awful.
The whole thing's auto-tuned.
So people are looking forward to seeing him in our town. That's
here?
A huge show.
Yeah.
My kids didn't want to go see that. They were into him for a second. They're not into it now. At least they didn't ask.
No, my son and I differ a little on musical taste.
Which son wanted to see that?
Ryan.
Ryan went and saw Post Malone?
My oldest, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. He's a rock guy.
No, he's mostly into that death metal.
It's rock. Yeah,
he hates Five Finger Death Punch.
I understand that.
I don't
that.
Necessarily hate Five Finger Death Punch.
Well,
I know they do a lot of covers.
Yeah.
Is he trying desperately to hold on to his youth at
That's
this point?
That's what it sounds like. Post Malone's
brutal.
By
saying, I like Post Malone.
Yeah, everything I said good about Ryan just stopped.
No, he's only about 5 years younger than me. Yeah, I know how old you are, Ryan.
Yeah. That's pretty lame.
Let it go, buddy. Yeah. It's okay to get
That's
older.
It. That's a desperate young thing.
It's okay to get older.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention.
It's mostly, metal, rap, death metal, that kind of stuff.
But Post Malone, I heard that. My son's played that for me. That is bad music.
Yeah, I I gave it a chance.
Oh, God.
I mean, I really had no choice.
Yeah, I had no choice
He was giving me a ride from the airport, and I, what is this crap?
Yep.
Turn it off.
Turn it off! And there were a bunch of other bands that I'd never heard of, but apparently he gets a lot of his musical information from about Reddit threads. Someone on Reddit will turn him on to a band, and he likes them.
Post Malone is bad, though. That's just bad music. I don't care. If you like him, you're just wrong. this is not up for discussion.
Yeah, I'll just say I don't get
it. All music's subjective except for that.
I don't get it.
I forgot to mention some of the other players that had Clive James in the Deadpool.
We're not done with that yet?
No, Shaquib's beard got a hit.
All right.
As did Skip and Dot's hot tub.
Yeah.
Skip and Dot's O-face. The Sofa King gets a hit. Sophie's second choice gets a hit. As does Tag 'em and Bag 'em. Thick Hockey Heart Attack. Todd and Tyler's Dong Futures. And Todd's bandwagon stammering.
That's a new one.
That is a new one.
I haven't heard that one before.
Nor I.
Because Todd will jump on that once in a while in honor of you.
Well, no, he says that he stammers.
He'll stammer a little bit.
He does once in a while,
But I don't understand bandwagon stammering.
That's just somebody else's.
Well, the best part about being a stammer on this show is you're never going to be stammering more than Craig.
No, he stutters.
Oh, that's right.
And there's a difference.
Associated press.
Stuttering and stammering are different.
Yeah, is stuttering getting caught on the same letter or syllable, and stammering is... it could go to different things. It's not necessarily the same thing over and over again. It's just you can't find the word you want.
Right, you get stuck.
Yeah, that's stammering. Yeah. That's Todd. And this is Craig.
Associated press.
Right. Yeah, see, that's the same syllable, same letter.
Yeah.
And that is a stuttering thing.
We need one of Todd's famous...
Well, they're not as funny.
Well, they will be if I play it over and over again. You'll laugh, Craig.
Yeah, we usually call it stroking out. That's what stammering is.
Yeah, it's more stroking out.
Stroking out.
And I don't really think that's funny. I mean, that's just, that's an ailment that we shouldn't make fun of.
No, Craig will think it's funny. And Josh Blue will also.
It'd be mean to make fun of somebody for the way they speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would.
Or don't speak.
But thankfully, Craig and I have the oral and mental defects covered. Otherwise, you two would have to have one.
Yeah, well, we got mental defects.
Yeah, I think ours are just undiagnosed.
Yeah.
Because personally, I don't think you can have, if you're doing a radio show especially, you can't have too many of those.
No.
Like, I wish we had a straight up Tourette's guy on
and
the show.
And the kind that swore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the kind I want. I don't
absolutely
want the twitching. The twitching one would bug the hell out of me.
No, that's just a visual.
I don't want to see that.
You need audible Tourette's.
Full fledged, too.
We'd end up using that dump button a whole lot.
Yeah, we'd
more
better do the show. We'd have to be, yeah.
That's what it's there for. Right.
McDonald's is jumping into the chicken sandwich fray.
You know, they should come out with, come to McDonald's, it's just a chicken sandwich. They have a chicken sandwich. I ordered the chicken sandwich.
They're going fancy
okay
somehow.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they've had one for years.
Yeah, it's just...
Are they just calling it the Popeye's knockoff?
One for a buck.
It's not breaded. It's just a regular piece of chicken, right?
Yeah, I've...
not one of those for a buck. But
I remember eating a McDonald's chicken sandwich when I was in high school. Right. It's been around for a while.
They had a breaded one. They have a non-breaded one, right?
Well, this is a new one meant to rival the sandwiches at Chick-fil-A and Popeye's, the basic version.
Just say we're not homophobic like Chick-fil-A. That's how you got to just own this.
Well, you also have to go up against Popeye's now.
Say, well, Popeye's right. Popeye's is not homophobic either. We don't... McDonald's, we don't give money to anti-gay causes. How about that? Try our chicken sandwich.
The more deluxe version has tomatoes, lettuce, and mayo. That's what McDonald's is doing.
All right.
They're going to try and jump in there. They are right now testing it in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Houston.
All right.
Scientists at Penn State University.
The one that looks good to me is, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC, if you will, does the chicken and waffles now. It's Colonel Sanders and... is it Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth?
Yes.
Yes.
The Nashville hot chicken. I've never tried the Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah, it looks good, too.
I've had different versions of Nashville hot chicken, not theirs, but I like it.
What is the main pepper in Nashville hot chicken? What makes it hot?
Yes.
Peppers.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Or does it just have to be hot? Do they throw some hot sauce in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a sticky hot. It's like, I think there's a honey base to it that makes it stick to the chicken.
Stick it in your fleshlight this afternoon and see what happens.
Is it cayenne? Or can it be anything?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yes. I'm going to start using that. We don't use it as much. That's Craig's bit, but I like it. Our listeners have taken to it now.
I do like it.
I do like the bit. I'm going to start doing that around people that don't listen to the show. Yes.
Oh, it's easy.
Like my family.
Yeah.
people that love you.
If you're given a multiple choice question,
say yes.
Always answer yes. It's funny every time.
Scientists at Penn State University have made an ultra-slippery toilet coating that can apparently eliminate stains, reduce germs, and keep those splotches from sticking to the bowl.
Oh, okay. Not.
I was going to say that was on the seat.
Not the toilet seat.
Yeah, no.
The drips would just fall right off the seat.
So you can...
No, this is the business end.
So it's like the Rain-X you put on your windshield.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I left
keep
the big,
it so it just beads up and rolls off.
Can you put it on the toilet seat and laugh while your wife falls in? That would be amusing.
Or falls off.
Yeah, you'd probably the way the seat is angled, you would fall in.
You could have a really, really small ass to fall into a toilet seat.
According to the scientists, using this coating can save up to 90% of the amount of water needed to flush waste away. And that, of course, would help the environment and our water bills. If everybody used this, they
wouldn't walk in and see the skid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Anti-streak technology.
Yeah, that's it.
They think that overall, if everybody used this, we could cut water usage by about 50%.
Well, we don't care about that.
Researchers, but we do want to clean less.
Yeah.
Researchers told Penn State News our team has developed a robust bio-inspired liquid sludge and bacteria repellent coating that can essentially make a toilet self-cleaning.
Can I be on the craft beer team at Nebraska? You know, if I have to join a research team, I don't want to. Of course, that's probiotics.
You don't
want
to be on the poop study?
I don't want to be on the poop study. Although I'd volunteer to poop.
Well, it might not be that bad. because they used a synthetic fecal matter to test this.
Oh.
Well, that's not the real thing.
Yeah,
that's
I believe
not.
It.
Come on.
And I can streak a bowl, Craig. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I'm a man. He figures I can do it. Yeah.
And do you get yelled at for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to reach in there.
What are you supposed to do about it?
I guess you're supposed to clean the bowl right away. If you look down and see that there's a streak.
I think I streaked it on Thanksgiving and I walked out thinking, oh, let somebody
else. Keep a scrub brush handy? Because I don't keep a scrub brush handy.
No, we'll in one. The bathroom somewhere.
There might be one.
But then that's all dripping and everything, you know?
You're right.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
So I read the other day, along these same lines, where my daughter got married in Laguna Beach.
Yes.
There was a sewage spill. They shut the beach down for
five days. Really?
Because there was sewage spilling into Laguna Beach.
Oh, my God. That's such a beautiful area. That's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. That was gorgeous.
But I guess it's good for the fish.
Yeah.
Just like oil.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's
fish
right.
need sewage and oil every
that's
once in a while.
Right. Just don't believe in it, Todd. Just don't believe in the sewage.
No, that's kind of a liberal area, so I think they were concerned
about that.
They'll
take care of that, yeah.
But you couldn't go swimming for a while.
No.
Dictionary.com choosing existential as the word of the year, thanks to Forky in Toy Story 4.
I don't watch it. What happened?
That character was facing an existential crisis.
Got it.
In which a person, or a toy in this case, questions the meaning of their life. Existential was in searches after wildfires, Hurricane Dorian, and mass shootings. It also spiked in searches related to presidential politics. As for Oxford Dictionary, the word of the year is climate emergency. I think we mentioned that the other day.
That's two words.
Yeah.
It's not really a word.
Yeah.
It's a phrase.
Yeah.
How about a term? Could we use that? Could we say that?
It is, in fact, a term. But don't say it's a word.
Okay.
Don't say it's the word of the year.
Okay.
Because there is an emergency.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at whatever dictionary.
It might have been whoever wrote that up. I forget. Out of Florida, according to investigators, about 8:45 in the evening, 70-year-old Susan Rosillo and 60-year-old Bobby Kellogg were knocking some out in the sidewalk in front of the Capitol Theater in downtown Clearwater.
Had no problem with that so far.
What, 70 and 60?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How old was it? She was older?
Mm-hmm. So he's cracking that back on a sidewalk?
Literally.
Yeah. I got some audio of that.
Clearwater police say Rosillo, or Rocio, whatever.
This has got to be some
was seen on her back with her legs up in the air and no pants on.
She just don't care.
And with her hand... Let's see. She was trying to get him ready for action.
All right. On the sidewalk? Outside the courthouse?
Outside the theater.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. We don't do it in front of the courthouse.
Yeah, that'd be wrong.
Paint that visual for me again.
With her
He's 60,
on her back.
She's 70.
Okay.
She's spread eagled. Everybody to see.
On her back where? On the
side? On her back with the legs up
over.
In the air and no pants on.
Right. Full Donald Duck in it.
Yep.
Okay, so she's...
And she's reaching up and taking care of him.
She's sunning the perineum.
Getting him ready.
I guess so.
And getting him ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so who saw this?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out a 12-year-old saw it.
Ah!
After being read his rights, Kellogg reportedly admitted to having sex in public with the 70-year-old Rocio.
They're probably homeless, weren't they?
Kellogg apologized and said that he knew the Thanksgiving night encounter was wrong. Now, Rocio, for her... part was extremely uncooperative and continued to scream that she wanted a lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to take that young man immediately to a computer.
Yep.
And show him some porn among young people.
They have each been jailed on a felony charge of lewd and lascivious exhibition for allegedly engaging in sexual conduct in the presence of a minor. Court records describe them as homeless.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's where you have sex. If you're homeless, that's your house, right?
Yeah, but you could probably be
Legally, I don't think that's a defense.
A little more discreet about it.
How great would that be, though, if you don't have your kids with you and you walk out and you see that? I would just be like, what the hell is that? That would be the best.
And you wouldn't be offended.
No, I'd break my phone out so I could show my buds.
I mean, I don't want to see it every time I walk out of a theater.
No, but if I see it today in the parking lot here, I'd be happy. I'll be happy.
Well, if it's in the parking lot here, you might know him. That's even better.
I would be amused, and then I would walk up to
that guy. I wouldn't
even
call the cops.
And I would say, like I do to all homeless
people. I'd say, go get him, Tiger.
I'd say, thanks for serving.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.